Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG, and we're online at kpcg.fm. I wanted to start today by reading a scripture in Matthew 5 and verse 48. If you have a Bible handy, please get it out so we could look at these scriptures together. Matthew 5 and verse 48, here we see some really important instruction from Jesus Christ. I think this is something that most people have heard before, but it's easy to not really understand the depth of what's being said here or how to go about it. But this is instruction from Jesus Christ. Matthew 5 and verse 48, he says, "Be you therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." So what does that mean? I think we all know we fall short of perfection, but we're told here to be perfect or become perfect. So what kind of perfection is Jesus talking about here? Notice this quote from the correspondence course. This is lesson 12 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course. It's a free course, and you can sign up for it at thetrumpet.com. It says, in the original Greek, the word for perfect here in Matthew 5 and verse 48 is teleios, T-E-L-E-I-O-S, which also means complete. In other words, Jesus meant that his followers are to become spiritually mature in the character of God. Obviously, we cannot become perfect in this sense until the resurrection, when God will complete the process and give us new perfect spirit bodies with a perfect sinless nature that will be like God's. But in the meantime, so in other words, today in our lives and as we live, in the meantime, God wants us to grow in his spiritual character daily by obeying his commandments, overcoming and rooting sin out of our lives. And so this needs to be the main focus of our lives, growing in his spiritual character, God's character daily, by obeying God's commandments, overcoming and rooting sin out of our lives. And this is why Jesus said, in Matthew 6 and verse 33, "Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Our first priority, the main focus of our lives, needs to be in growing and in overcoming, obeying God and getting sin out of our lives, becoming perfect, in other words, and growing towards that. Notice something about the physical life experience that Jesus Christ had in Hebrews 5. We know Jesus Christ came to this earth as a human being. He lived a physical life and then was sacrificed for the sins of mankind. He was perfect. He lived a perfect life, but he learned some things as a human being. And that's talked about here in Hebrews 5, verses 8 through 9. Hebrews 5, verses 8 through 9, "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered." And he did suffer a lot, we know. Verse 9, "And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." The correspondence course says, Jesus Christ became perfect through the trials and tests of human experience. He overcame the temptations of the devil, his flesh, and the world around him. And that's the same battle that you and I face today. We have the temptations of the devil. We have pulls of the flesh and the world around us. Jesus Christ came and he battled those and he was perfect in the way that he lived and conducted himself. We have to face those same tests in this life. The quote continues and says, "In spite of opposition and temptation, he kept God's commandments perfectly." Jesus Christ did it perfectly. "Thus he was able to become the Savior of mankind and the supreme example of spiritual maturity that Christians are to be striving to emulate." Christ is our perfect example. That's who we look to. And so Jesus Christ lived a perfect life, and he perfectly conquered all obstacles. Now, you and I, we are not perfect, and we have not perfectly handled all the obstacles, but we are to be growing and overcoming more and more. Become perfect. Grow towards perfection. Jesus Christ is the perfect example, and we're to strive to follow that example. And we too must face the trials and tests of human experience. But these provide an opportunity for us to rely on God and obey him, learning to conquer Satan, our own selves, and the society around us. God is very concerned with our overcoming in these areas. Notice Revelation 3. We'll look at a few passages here in Revelation 3. God's very concerned with our overcoming. We can't just be content where we are and say, well, good enough, you know, I've overcome enough. As long as we're alive, we have to be continuing to grow and to overcome. That's becoming perfect, striving towards that. Revelation 3 and verse 12, it says, him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. This is a wonderful eternity that's being pictured here, and it is given to those that overcome. Him that overcomes. The person that spends their life becoming perfect, as Jesus Christ said, striving to obey God more and more, conquering Satan, pulls of the flesh, Satan's self and society, those three, conquering those things. Him that overcomes. Notice verse 21, same language. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Again, Jesus Christ is the perfect example. The way that he handled everything in his life perfectly, that's the example we're looking to. And we're trying to become perfect and grow towards that. But it says to him that overcomes. So again, there's this overcoming that has to happen. And that means obeying God, rooting sin out of our lives, as we've talked about a little bit. That's overcoming. Notice Revelation 21 and verse 7. We see this mentioned again. Revelation 21 and verse 7. Him that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. There has to be an overcoming. There has to be a changing. There has to be growth. That's what God is looking for. To him that overcomes, he that overcomes, these things are given. They shall inherit all things, it says. The Correspondence Course says, through overcoming the sinful pulls of the flesh, the world, and the devil, our spiritual character is being perfected. We are building the very character of God, and the more we overcome, the greater the responsibility we will be given in God's government on earth. Thus, the greater will be our reward. God's excited to give rewards. He's excited to give opportunities to people and responsibilities. But it's contingent upon our overcoming. We need to be overcoming. The quote says, but no one can overcome for us. You know, we can't have somebody else do it while we just sit back. We've got to put our effort in. We need God's help, but we've got to put our effort in. No one can overcome for us. It requires putting forth effort on our part, the quote says, together with the power of God's Holy Spirit, to become the kind of spiritually minded and motivated person God can use in his kingdom. Of course, it's all God's power that allows this, and it's God's plan and his design, but we've got to cooperate with him, and we've got to strive to draw close to him, you know, prayer, study, meditation, occasional fasting, applying the word of God, overcoming. That's what we're told to do. Become you perfect. Be consistent. It's a process. All this overcoming is a continual process. We can't do it all in one fell swoop or on one day. We must be consistent in working at it all throughout our lives. Notice Matthew 24 and verse 13. Matthew 24 and verse 13. Christ says, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." So again, there has to be growth all throughout life. That's how a person endures unto the end. Talking about to the end of a person's life. They have to keep enduring. They have to keep overcoming. They can't quit somewhere along the way or give up or take it easy and think, well, that's enough. You know, I've done enough. They have to keep on. Endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And unfortunately, there are examples where people overcome for a little while and then they don't. They stop doing it. And then they go backwards. And that ends up being a bad situation. If we'd like to have salvation, that gift given to us, we're told that we have to endure unto the end, and that means that we have to be overcoming our whole lives and really letting God direct us and working with Him, becoming perfect. Notice verses 45 through 47 here in Matthew 24. It says, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant?" Well, of course, we hope that's us. It says, "Whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing." So when Jesus Christ returns, he's going to find some people that are doing work for him, doing his work. And that is going to be something that is going to be rewarded, that effort, that activity, that striving to be perfect, that supporting his work. God's going to bless that. Verse 47, "Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods." Who's he going to put over his goods? Who's he going to give responsibility to? It's that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. So he's enduring to the end. He's overcoming. He's growing every day of his life. And then that person will be blessed and they're going to be given great responsibility in the kingdom of God. Correspondence Course, Lesson 12, it says, "The Bible shows that striving to develop the spiritual character of God is an ongoing process. It's an ongoing process of overcoming throughout the Christian life, of putting sin out of our lives, learning to control and rule over the downward pulls of our nature. It is those who overcome to the very end, those who are still growing in character at Christ's return or at their death, if that comes first, who shall inherit God's kingdom and receive a reward." Overcoming is essential. It's an ongoing process of overcoming throughout the Christian life. That's what it means to become you perfect or be you perfect. It's a continual process, an ongoing process, putting sin out, learning to control and rule over the downward pulls of our nature, conquering Satan, self, society. That's an ongoing process that we keep doing and keep working on and keep growing in the character of God as long as we're alive physically. That's what Christ told us to do. That's his instruction. That's how we become perfect. And then, of course, when we're resurrected, then we will be perfect. Notice 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9. Here it gives a list of some things to think about and to practically incorporate into your life as we grow and we overcome. So again, as we read this, think about the ongoing process. This is an ongoing process for a person's entire life. Once they're called and God opens up their mind and they repent and are baptized and receive God's Holy Spirit, and they have to keep growing and growing and growing. And here we read about what we should be growing in, 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9. "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity," or God's love, agape love. "For if these things be in you and abound," so they're growing, they're expanding, "they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." See, there are people that go backwards and they don't keep growing and then they forget that they were purged from their old sins and they go back into problems. So we don't want that. But what we see here is we see this template for growth. This is a growth process. This is becoming perfect in a very practical way, you know, adding virtue to faith and then adding knowledge and adding temperance and adding patience and adding godliness and adding brotherly kindness and adding God's love or charity. And so these things should be in us and abounding in us. So it's a continual growth process. And as we have that in us and we have these character traits developing, then we're on our way to really fulfilling what Christ told us to do, which is become you perfect. Keep growing. Keep growing. A true Christian needs continual growth throughout their entire life. That is something that we have to continue on in. And it's a wonderful process. It's a great growth process. When we look at Jesus Christ's life, he was perfect, but he is that perfect example for us. That's what we need to be like and how we need to be living. And we can think about that and consider how even though he was perfect, he grew and he developed and he learned in his life. And we need to be growing and developing too. Become you perfect, Jesus Christ told us. Be you therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. That's Matthew 5 and verse 48. And so we need to be focusing in our lives on growing in God's spiritual character daily by obeying his commandments, overcoming and rooting sin out of our lives. And as we do that, we are becoming perfect and growing closer and closer to the kingdom of God. If you'd like to learn more about this topic, please sign up for the correspondence course. We also have a book, How to Be an Overcomer, and that is free at thetrumpet.com. That's all the time we have for today in this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. And until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.